Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's do it on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean Tarif, RJ Choppy, and our insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Micah Parsons was back in his jersey yesterday for practice. Brian Schottenheimer said he wanted everybody to look the same when asked about it before they took the field.
That's look, you can
That's showing respect for Schottenheimer.
I was gonna say you can mock the culture thing or anything else that you want to. That shows that, like, what Brian Schottenheimer is trying to do, it does at least resonate with Micah. And Micah does have a level of respect where he'll say, okay, I'll do it. Like, I mean, and that's something that I think speaks to everything that Schottenheimer's trying to get established.
Leo Collins is back. Apparently as lean as ever, looking good. Said, excited to show what I have left in the tank. I have a whole lot left. My body is fresh. I feel great. It's almost like I don't have any weight on my joints. The current weight is 300 pounds. Says he has not been that light since high school.
Oh, man.
He's open to playing tackle or guard.
I believe it. I believe that he looks as lean as ever, because you watch Joe Thomas or Andrew Whitworth or these other guys, when they stop playing football for a couple of years, they do. They drop the weight. It all just kind of disappears.
Whitworth looks slender.
And Lyle Collins hasn't played football essentially for 3 years. That's basically where you're at. He's been on some teams. He's done some practice squad stuff. What did you drink?
I just went from the Peyton coffee to the Choppy coffee. I left my big coffee cup at home this morning. I put it on one of Ollie's little toys in the garage and took out the trash. And then when I got back from the trash, I got in the car and didn't grab the cup. And I had the decision like 4 minutes down the road, because I was scheduled to arrive at 5:50. I said, all right, if I go back and then leave, that's four extra minutes. So I'm doing the math in my head. And I was like, do I want to sweat getting here at like 5:55? Could there be an accident? So I came here naked today without the coffee cup, and I went from Peyton's one Lipton tea bag to Reuben in Oxnard. I like it extra strong, but I was not prepared for the change.
So did you get, which one did you get it out of the actual?
Yeah, it's brewing live right now.
So you just did the live brew. Oh, yeah, that's always going to be stronger.
Oh, my God.
Even no matter what, I just did one bag.
Oh.
I just did one bag. It's just out of the brew thing. Oh. Because at the end, we noticed it just does regular straight water out.
Huh?
It does just like straight water out after a little bit. So to cut it.
And you may as well move that canister right now, because twice already this morning, your mic stand, it's going to knock it over. I know what's happening.
It's got a lid.
No, it's happening. But yeah, I just drank some of that Roger Emmerich chicory right there.
No, thank you.
But Leo Collins is back. Mozzie Smith went to the injury tent, apparently with knee soreness. And Nick Harris, The only practice tidbit I cared about on the field, a great day again for my guy Trayshawn Holden, back-to-back touchdown grabs in 7-on-7 red zone.
He's been, to me, that's every year we get the undrafted free agent or the no-name nobody was talking about who all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, is he going to show up? If Trayshawn Holden shows up in games the way he's shown up in practices, he's making the team. Like, because he's done everything he's supposed to do in practice. I understand they've got a lot of tight numbers at receiver. I understand it's a difficult spot to cut down because you've got guys you've invested draft capital in or guys that you like behind your starters because you've got Mingo here. All right, is he going to be the third or the fourth? You've got Turpin. Turpin seems like the third receiver. Right. He seems like the number two guy who's going to get touches in this offense right now. But then behind that, you've got Ryan Flannoy, who they drafted. You've got Jalen Tolbert, who it feels like might be kind of in a do-or-die situation at this point.
I think Mingo's going to give us a little bit this year that we're pleasantly surprised by.
Mingo or Tolbert? Who do you think's going to? You think Mingo's going to do more? You got to move Tolbert then, I think.
Yeah.
Right now?
I mean, he's coming off a 50-catch season, everything. Like, I don't want to cut him.
Led the team in touchdowns.
Yeah, he did. He was really good against double coverage last year. He was one of the most efficient receivers in the NFL against double coverage. It's just, to me, it's like, I don't want to just outright cut him. He's a former third-rounder who had a decent year last year that some team might go, we'll give you a late seventh to have a receiver who's produced.
Let's pump the brakes a little bit on Holden. Every year we have receiver who we talk about in Oxnard. It's easy in your one-on-one drills and your 7-on-7, and then we don't see anything.
Well, and just take Holden out of it.
I can't keep him over a 50-catch guy anyway.
Take Holden out of it, though. Right now, I think everybody feels like it's for sure Lamb, Pickens, Turpin, and then probably Mingo. You're still talking about Tolbert having to be fifth, which the fifth receiver is not touching the field very much.
Well, Clarence Hill tweeted, Jalen Tolbert's not going anywhere because he can still tackle on special teams. So that was a special teams note from Clarence.
Bones isn't here anymore. We don't have to worry about that anymore.
All right. Nick Harris resetting. It's going to be the Rams on the practice field today. No Matt Stafford. I think it's going to be 4:00 Central. If you want to follow all of the Cowboy insiders in Oxnard, one of them is Nick Harris. And he kind of reset how we got here with Micah. And it had Bobby asking, is there anything you can find out about the negotiations that would make you switch sides? 85-15 was the poll question result with over 5,000 Tolos voting. Whose side are you on? 85%, Micah.
Which I feel like the answer for most people is probably, regardless of which position you're holding right now, the answer is probably no. There's not much more you could find out that you're going to come to Micah's side if you're on the front office side. There's not much more you can discover that if you're on Micah's side, you're going to come to the front office side, which is probably not the way to look at it. It means you probably need to stop down and take a closer look at, all right, what's really going on here and what can we determine? Because
my instant answer is if I find out they're not moving off of 50 a year, I'm on Jerry and Steven's side.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's we don't have
and I'm not saying
yeah.
asking it to get to 45. I'm saying if they're not moving off of 50, I'll be on Jerry and Steven's side.
What's the number one? Is the number at 41.5 now? 42? Yeah,
41.
41, TJ.
Well, shoot, man. Even if they're holding on 45, I'm not on their side. They're holding on 45. Even that's too much of a jump. You can't have. What was the going into this year? That would have been a $10 million jump just this year alone in that one position.
I mean, Mulugeta has gotten a higher jump on a lower number. He took the $24 million number for corners and got Stingley 30 this year. And so 41 to 45 is not even as big of a
no, deal. But in the same, see, to me, it's like it's a $5 million offseason incrementally. You know, it's like you start at 34 and you get to 50.
But I mean, that was because Horn got 25 and then the next day Stingley got 30. They've done it before.
I'm guessing that they want 4 for 45 a year fully guaranteed. That's my guess.
Probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That's probably around what it is, which would, yeah, that would, 4 for 45 a year would be 180. Because so you're talking about $180 million fully.
Because Jerry was kind of suggesting the number around 200, and we were all like, all right, 5 for 200. Okay, well, that's at 40. Jerry said, I've reached. Getting it basically fully guaranteed at 200, I'm not viewing as a reach if I'm Micah and his agent, that you're fully guaranteeing it. We're in those ballparks anyway with other players.
Yeah, and look, we've talked about it before. David Mulugeta is not just He doesn't just want to be get his guy to be the highest paid. He wants to get him something nobody else has.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
But like he wants to
make history.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, you're fully guaranteed. You know, Derek Stingley, you're going to jump the market by 20% or whatever. Like, I mean, you're talking about he wants to get something that's completely unique to his player that goes, this matches what that guy
and
is.
And I should have put the agent on the poll question of who do you blame, because we got a great call yesterday from a female Tolo in Indiana. I remember the state where I heard her correctly, unlike the other call that won G-Bag of the day, apparently. And she said, why are we not mad at the agent? Micah came out on Friday in the trade demand and said, I was willing to negotiate and do it before the other pass rushers got paid and left money on the table. And that screams the agent saying, no, you're not going to.
It did. It sounded to me like he was saying he had to tell his agent, I don't care that that's how you want to do it. Go reach out. And his agent reached out and then the Cowboys didn't get back to him. That's how Micah positioned it.
Yeah.
Now, Micah could be, some of this could be a little off, because this is... I think when you read through this timeline that Nick Harris wrote over at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram of just, it's kind of a, he called me the other night and he was telling me he was working on this and that this was going to be, he just had this really comprehensive breakdown of like, I'm just putting in everything we know that's fact, not anything somebody's claimed that we haven't verified. This is just going to be the stuff that we factually know both sides agree has happened so far. And he starts it off in September of last year where I had remembered this quote, but it was the quote from Mike. He said, a lot of fans, he's on his Edge podcast, he said, a lot of fans are worried about me. I know I'm going to be a Cowboy. There's nothing like Cowboys Nation. The love is mutual. But I'm focused on winning the big games. The contract, I'm not really worried about. Steven came on with us later that day after these quotes came out. Not with us, but on the station. And Steven had said, Micah made a conscientious decision that he thinks he can put together an even better year. I think he got off to a great start against the Browns. I think his play speaks louder than words. I think he expects to have a great year under Mike Zimmer and then probably feel comfortable to talk about it then. So I will say this, jumping back and remembering Steven had said that, which I had not remembered, that is a very consistent line then from the Cowboys for a year now, that Micah had told them last year, I don't want to negotiate. And Micah then claimed in a statement, it's the other way.
Choppy and I were told in Oxnard by someone really, really important that Micah was not trying to get a deal done last year.
Right.
We were told that. So that lines up with what Nick says.
So the fact
and that... why wouldn't he?
Because he wants to see others get done, and he thought he was going to be able to have a great year.
They were like, the way I'm roughly paraphrasing, it was like, you don't think we would want to get this done? Would have wanted to get it done for like 30 or mid-30s? They weren't doing that.
No. It doesn't sound like they were willing to entertain it. At least, again, Steven publicly claimed that last September, and Micah didn't shoot it down. In fact, Micah said, I'm not really focused on the contract. I'm focused on winning games right now. And so to me, that does at least refute one thing that was in his statement, which is he said, I was ready to negotiate last year. It's like, well, That's wrong. So if there's doubt in that one, it does make you start going, is there anything else in here that's not totally lining up and being laid out the right way?
And, you know, going back to the comment about why don't we just, where are we not blaming the agent on this? I just can't ever blame an agent. That's their job. Their job is to change the game. Mm-hmm. Is to get you more money. It's to reset everything. How the hell are you going to blame an agent? I mean, they're just doing their thing. And you know, now you want to blame because of the advice? Well, I mean, the player's in charge, theoretically.
Right.
I can never blame an agent. The agents, people always wanted to blame Scott Boras. Scott Boras wasn't the problem. Scott Boras is doing his job.
Charles Robinson wrote about it yesterday or 2 days ago in that article you had mentioned yesterday that Dak did a really good job of the entire time publicly putting his agent out front and saying, that's who you talk to. And you don't come to me. You're not doing that. Jerry had walked up to Dak the weekend before, or like a couple days before he signed his deal ahead of the Cleveland game. And when he came up to him, he had told him, like, the way Dak relays it is he came up to him and was like, they had a quick conversation, and Dak's impression was he wasn't going to get the deal done. But that was really the only interaction he had with Jerry about the contract. Otherwise, he just let Todd France handle all of it. I think the issue here, and part of what Nick lays out, you got to remember, December last year, Micah very openly talking about how willing he was to get the deal done, how much he wanted to do it, how good his relationship with Jerry was. January 10th at the Cotton Bowl, Micah and Jerry are sitting together and they're laying down, they're talking about the future and talking about likely the coaching situation and everything else. And he had talked to the media that they sat down and they were talking about, where do you see us going? How can we become contenders? How can we bounce back from this year? I think the problem here is that Micah put himself in front of Jerry a couple of different times to where Jerry probably thought, like, all right, this is, you talked to me at the Cotton Bowl. Now we're sitting down. We're talking about the future.
Yeah.
I think unknowingly he had some missteps here and he didn't play. Now, I ultimately will still say the Cowboys are the ones who have to get this done. And the Cowboys ultimately have the majority of the blame. I just think there's enough about the way Micah's gone about this that you can say there's some responsibility on Micah's side.
Yeah, I'm not going to put it anywhere close to Romo category, right? But it felt like Micah was becoming Jerry's next one that Jerry would put his arm around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. This is going to be my next son / protege. And then when Micah was like, no, I'm not doing that, I think that's an extra level of betrayal that Jerry feels, because it's like, hey, man, you butt it up to me. Everyone knows we're going to sit next to each other at different events. Micah talking about Jerry at the Super Bowl, waving him down on the street. It was like, he's the new pet. He was the new teacher's pet, didn't follow through with it, and Jerry felt extra spurned.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest problem is that it's now become, we talk about how personal it feels like on Micah's end. Like, man, they've gotten personal with me. I think Jerry feels like it's personal for him.
Yep.
Like you guys just disrespected me.
Why did Jay-Z and Nicki Minaj get involved with the Dallas Cowboys drama? That's next with a Nelly ticket giveaway as well, right here on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
BetterHelp.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.